C. A short history of Great Britain. People have lived in Britain since the early Stone Age, more than 200,000 years ago. At that time, Britain was not an island. It was joined to the European landmass. Celtic tribes settled in Britain around 700 BC, and they continued to arrive over the next 700 years. The Celts are the ancestors of many people in Highland Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, and Ireland today. During the Celtic period, women played a leading role in society. When the Romans came to Britain, two of the largest Celtic tribes were ruled by women. The most powerful of them was Boadicea. She and her tribe destroyed the Roman town of Londinium, or London as it's now called, in about AD 60. Why did she do this? Because the Romans had taken land belonging to Boadicea and flogged her and her daughters. In revenge, she led an army that killed about 30,000 people and burned London to the ground. Did you know that the most famous of the Roman emperors, Julius Caesar, came to Britain? Not as a tourist, though. He first came to Britain in 55 BC to see what the island was like, and in AD 43, the Roman army occupied most of Britain. They did not manage to occupy Scotland, however, even though they tried to for 100 years. The people who lived there, the Picts and the Scots, were tough warriors, and the Romans built a strong wall along the border between England and Scotland for their own protection. It was named Hadrian's Wall, after the Roman emperor who decided to build it. See page 27. The Romans stayed in Britain until AD 409, when the Roman Empire was under threat in northern and eastern Europe, and they needed their soldiers elsewhere. At the same time, European tribes, such as the Angles and the Saxons, invaded Britain. The Celts tried to fight them, but they were gradually pushed westwards. Most of them were driven into an area the Saxons called Wallaeus, or Wales, which means the land of the foreigners, and some into Cornwall. In the north, they were forced into what is known as Scotland today. The last group of people to invade Britain was the Normans, who were descendants of Viking settlers in northern France. Led by Duke William of Normandy, later to be known simply as William the Conqueror, they came to Britain in 1066. They defeated an army that was sent to stop them and managed to gain control of England. The Norman conquest was a very important event in English history, not least with regard to the language. Before the Norman conquest, the language spoken in the areas that were not inhabited by Celts was a Germanic language, not unlike modern German. The influence of French on this language helped to turn it into the English language we speak today. The Empire. England was the driving force behind the colonisation process that eventually led to the British Empire. Colonisation started in the 17th century, and by the 19th century, Britain had colonies all over the world. A common saying from that time was, "The sun never sets on the British Empire." There were so many colonies around the world that there would always be daylight in at least one of them. In fact, the colonies covered over one quarter of the surface of the earth. Most of the colonies finally won independence from Britain in the 20th century. The majority joined the Commonwealth of Nations, which is an association of former colonies. Now they're independent countries that support each other and work towards common goals. The Commonwealth, as it's usually called, currently has 54 member states.